Yo, check it out. A whole new generation of young people today who belong nowhere.
But I prefer to be now cast.
Third culture kids where the content of the Dukan is the corner shop or the top shop.
We are live outside. Hey, yo, what's up, people?
What up, nation?
It's a revolution of expression.
You're tuned in to the Dukan show. Stay tuned in.
Arab digital generation is shaping our identity, their creative expression, and their future. So please give a very warm welcome.
Welcome to your tribe.
Akawi doesn't like mental health. He doesn't want women to be empowered. He doesn't like.
Wow.
Work with me here.
Is this
bro.
Episode like about calling him out?
No.
Calling what out? She's lying about everything.
I know.
He said to me, I said, can we talk about how my anxiety is about turning 40? He's like, why? We already talked about mental health. That's what he said to me.
It's just, you know, I really feel that Remake, without us knowing, is making the show about her.
And not, okay. without you knowing. I come forward with the things that are important to me. And if you're not defending your own causes, what am I supposed to do?
You know what? I love you. Salam alaikum. We are here at the Dukan Show live from 25 Hour Studios. Ammi Oti, Khalturim, Kev Halkum. How's it going? Reem, what do you want to talk about today? I'm with you every step of the way.
Look, against all odds, I just want to express how I don't usually have anxieties about aging. I woke up with extreme anxiety about turning 40 this year.
Question.
Mm. When I say extreme anxiety, I cried all day yesterday.
Is this the first time you faced this, or have you been facing this every time? Is the first time you mentioned it?
No.
So 39, 38, 36, 35? 35 is a…
35 was good. Like
30.
I don't remember 30. I feel like 30… The thing is, no, I did not, because 30, I partied and I was at this in a phase in my life where I could just go out with my friends and sort of ease through.
Did you know her when she was 30?
No.
I mean, yeah, technically
no,
she's 39,
what do you mean?
So she's still in her 30s.
No, like when she was 30. Okay.
When I turned 9 years ago.
No, no, no.
9 years ago, you didn't know me.
No, 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 9 years ago.
No, you didn't know me.
We met in 2016.
What does that make me? I don't do math very well. How old was I in 2016?
She runs our finances.
No, how old was I in 2016? Tell the truth.
Reem, that was 7 years ago.
So that
or
makes
technically
me,
eight.
So I was 32.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. What a journey 30s. It's been, everybody. Let me tell you what my anxieties are, first of all.
Go ahead, Reem.
I can tell you where it stemmed from. I was on TikTok because Hussein has been telling me that I should get on TikTok for the greater good.
Yeah, and if you wanted one platform to remind you of how old you are and give you anxiety, you went to TikTok.
I went straight, but I was following the
rules. In defense of Hussein, our network manager.
I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying, shout out Hussein, we love you.
Honestly, in defense of Hussein, he said you need to post on TikTok. He did not say get on TikTok.
But wait,
in defense
of Reem, it's the same thing. She's going to go like…
That's how we need to
no,
talk.
No, no. Oh Reem gets
you
lost.
Siri, post my content on TikTok.
No.
Knowing, how to use Siri?
Knowing Reem, Reem gets lost in the feed
doom
of
scroll.
TikTok.
She doom scrolls
her
is
life.
Is there a word for that, OT?
Yeah, infinite or doom scroll.
No. The
infinite
word,
or doom? Or
infinite
is
scroll?
It called or doom or is it or doom?
Infinite
or
scroll?
Doom
or
scroll.
Can we
doom
call
scroll.
It or doom scroll?
Or doom scroll. Yeah.
Or doom scroll.
Exactly.
I like that.
Let me explain.
Doom scroll. Don't or doom scroll your day away.
Wow.
Guys, I have so little self-control
Legendary.
When it comes nice. To this. I have so little self-control when it comes to doom scrolling.
I thought you were going
to
say you have self-control.
No, I have zero. That's the problem. That's why we're here today.
Okay.
Because I was scrolling down and because it knows that I'm turning 40, like the algorithm knows.
How does it know that it's your turn?
Because I input it, I put the correct age in because I don't lie. So I put the correct age in. And let me explain to you.
So what are 40 year old content on TikTok?
First of all, it's all moms. Everyone is a mom on TikTok. But I stumbled into a wonderful world of like 65 plus women who don't care and they're like posing, they're dope.
They're
That's a wonderful place
okay,
to
good.
Be.
Okay, good. Well done.
But I'm getting things like, do you have a bad back? And there's like all these things. Did you slip in the shower and break your hip? I'm getting… this
but you're
is
an
the
athlete.
Crap I'm getting. No, it's old
I blame
people.
Hussein.
Like, it's old people. And so I started
no,
to
no,
feel
you're getting
like,
that kind of content, but it's irrelevant.
And then there's this… not meme. What is it when there's an audio that everyone's duetting? Like, or remixing?
Duet?
No, yeah, there's a specific audio. Anyways.
Duo.
It's the one about people who are 40 and they don't look 40. and it's all these women lifting in the gym.
Oh, they're your people.
This is relevant to me, right? But then I look at them and they literally all are so like bodybuilding muscular. And so I feel like, where do I fit in this universe of things? And then where do I fit? Have I done enough with my life? These anxieties are normal.
But you're the animal flow person. They're just probably CrossFitters.
I don't know what they rectangular are. Bodies. I don't want to see their sponsored content. It's making me insecure.
Okay, step one. Get off TikTok. You don't want to feel old.
But Hussein has told me in order for us
And
to
as if you're waiting for Hussein to really get on TikTok.
First of all, I don't... Listen, I just follow rules.
And your feed is worse than your diet.
Okay, first of all, I agree that my diet is not best practices. I'm not the one to...
No, like Kareem's the kind of diet where she does, you know, I love eating out. But then she goes inside the Mahatta, petrol station, and she finds Masan like... Curry spiced
corn nuts,
deep fried dates. And she goes like, "See, it's dates." I'm like, "But it has to be deep fried curry." I'm like,
First of all, she goes like,
"It's a vibe." And then she eats, and then she opens it, fills the car, stench because it smells like socks.
First of all,
tries the first one and goes like, "Yo, bro, this stuff is shit. It's bad." And then 5 minutes in, 10 minutes in, I look to her and she's
still snacking.
Yeah. Look, I told you.
That's like, on brand, though. She's like, someone's got to eat it. No. What do you mean someone's got to eat it, bro?
Okay.
But that's on brand for
her. You better hit that Reamsplain button right now.
Where's my Reamsplain?
Ready? One, two, three.
Welcome to Reamsplain.
Let me explain. First of all, you didn't know? I have ADHD, and so I have a very, very sensitive palate. This is the thing. No, my taste sensors are really elevated.
How do you know it's a Reamsplain and she's just Reamsplaining us? She says she used the same word like six times. Let me. So this is how
but also can we go back?
We hit the button. That's how you know I'm Reamsplaining.
But also, can we just explain this relationship between your ADHD and your palate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the phenotypes of ADHD.
Wait. Press the button, Monty.
Welcome to Reamsplains.
Go.
Oh, you didn't know? one of the phenotypes of ADHD is that some of us that are special, have really heightened palates.
Her heightened palate is because
which means
she isn't heightened.
I taste, exactly. What I lack in height is on my tongue. Go figure.
So is it the height? So is it the height or the ADHD that gives you a heightened palate?
They're related, don't you hear?
I still don't see the relation.
Okay, let me explain. So the relation is that I'm working all the time to understand the world because of sensory overload. My palate is very, very heightened. And anything that isn't like Michelin star is garbage.
What does sensory overload has to do with your palate?
What do you mean?
Sensory overload, you got five senses. So it's not just one.
One of them is really good because it works all the time. What, you go to the gym and your muscles...
Am I the only person confused by this?
What are you confused about? I don't understand. My point here is that in my world... There's garbage, which is most of the stuff I eat all the time. And then there's Michelin star stuff, which is where I shouldn't be living, but I'm working
But you know,
to get
it's your
there.
Choice.
It's a work in progress.
Completely.
What?
It's but your choice.
This is what I'm trying
so
to get to.
So you're telling
like,
me that if
why
I...
Why do you choose trash then?
I don't choose trash.
It comes to you. It comes off the counter.
Listen, open your Instagram right now. Everything in my life is happening for me.
Just Instagram.
Wow.
That's what happens. That's on your... You're motivational on your Instagram.
Yeah.
So my point here is that you're saying, oh, I can choose. No, I can't. I can't
continue
get the
that
caliber
sentence
of
before
work.
You say can. Continue that sentence. Continue that sentence. Okay. I can. Continue.
No.
You were saying
that this is the reason that I'm not eating as well as I should is my
is
choice.
Your
is like,
choice.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you're saying.
Correct.
I'm saying life is throttling at me at a speed that's unbelievable. And you're saying every single moment I can go and eat at like where I want to. No.
Yes.
No, I can't.
But he gave a great example.
What was the example? I wasn't listening.
What you were having, what you were eating in the car, and then
you
acknowledged that it was trash, but then chose to go back.
Let me explain that. Akawi, when you're stuck in a car with Akawi from here to Abu Dhabi, that's like a 45-minute input into our friendship,
okay.
Which is a lot. It's a lot. You know what I mean? And there's only one data point of entry. That's Muhammad Akawi. What a privilege. Most people want his time. I get 45 minutes of Muhammad Akawi yelling at me and other drivers as we go to Abu Dhabi. And we stop at the gas station.
There are many choices.
And this is like the moment we landed in Thailand.
And it was one of those big
Adnok,
huh?
Okay. Yeah, exact same thing. Akawi likes to go to places where there's shataffs and standards. I live in the extremes on the sides because my life is far more interesting and adventurous.
Does that mean even choosing which aisle in the mahatta to get food from?
100%. You would have walked right by those sushi chips. Those sushi chips were amazing.
Why did you go to Thailand? We're talking about the Abu Dhabi trip.
Same thing. If you don't try things at least once, your life is boring. You need to try things, Akkawi. Why did I continue eating the corn?
We understood you tried it. This is the question. Why did you continue?
Why did I continue eating the corn nuts? Because just because something's garbage doesn't mean you throw it away. Okay?
That's exactly what it means. That is exactly what garbage means.
You don't throw it away. Just because Akkawi's garbage driving all the way down. No, this is a metaphor for life. I'm going to sit there. I'm going to eat those nuts. I'm going to finish them. Okay? Because I'm 40 years old and I can do whatever I want.
Can we please throw a public poll as part of this content? I just want to understand, like,
What's the poll? I don't even know what we're agreeing to disagree about. This is how the Remus Planning works.
That was another episode.
No one knows what we're talking about. I apologize to everyone.
Oh, you didn't know? I'm so confused.
This is part of Reem turning 40, by the way. This is what we're living. This is what goes on in our head.
Here's the content call out. Explain in layman terms what Reem just said to us, because I don't understand it.
But on a serious note, Reem, going back to your anxiety.
Okay, enough of that. No, my anxiety was genuinely, have I done enough with my life? Like, have I done enough to make it worth, has it been worthwhile?
That is a fair question.
Do you know? And like,
you really think it hasn't?
See, this is the crazy thing is I've lived really well. I've been so privileged and I've put the work in. I have made an effort to put the work in. I've made the effort to put the work in, but that insecurity crept up hard yesterday, like super. And I know that it's normal to have these anxieties. But as a woman, I'm realizing that I've attached a lot of my worth to A, my career, like what my career has said, the way I look. I cannot deny that I work hard at the way I look, because when I don't look good, I don't feel good. Right?
Right.
And when you're hitting 40, it's a very strange thing where you're like, oh, my metabolism's, all of the things that they tell you is going to happen, you worry it might happen. And also, I'm entering a phase of my life where I'm going to be a new woman now. I won't be able to have children in 5 years. You know, I won't be, like, I'll have new things. But it's only fair when you're embarking on new life journeys that you get a bit fearful, because I've been living this dope-ass life.
But you make it sound... And you're right about everything you're going through. But like, you make it sound like after 40, your life isn't going to be as awesome or as great or as adventureful.
It's
to be honest, for a moment, I was scared. For a moment, I was scared that it wouldn't be. I
know our contract finishes after you hit 40, but we can renew. We can renew.
But here's the thing. It could be an NFT. Yeah. I haven't hit 40 yet. I'm just...
But this is normal, right? It's the same jitters you had, or I think, speaking for myself as well, like, oh, when you're about to graduate high school and you need to find a university to go to, you know, and this nervousness of a new world and a new chapter in your life, or when you're about to graduate and this idea of getting a job and entering, you know, the workforce and being in it and start adulting, like, these things, they're markers, right?
Yeah.
That keep happening.
And let's be honest, like, when you tell, there is a big social construct around, like, when you say a woman's 40, there's an image that people have in their minds, and that doesn't fit me. So,
what's the image?
I think that the average 40-year-old woman is somebody that has a family, has children. That's the image that most people have.
But that was like 10 years ago. I think now, and looking into some 40-year-old women that are successful, that are single, I think that changed.
Because also looking at our friends who are in their 40s, at least in our immediate circles, not a lot of them are even married.
So this is the thing that I did yesterday. I called Tina, I called like Lily, I called a bunch of my friends who are in their 40s and thriving. And three of them who answered the phone in the middle of the day because they're busy.
25.
Yeah, exactly. Tina was the one who like told me, she's like, you know what? Just stop this mess in your head. And she's like, just show them how it's done.
So which brings me to what I just wanted to say. So it brings me to what I want to say.
Shout out to Tina for that.
So what you're going through, what you're thinking, it reminds me of you every time we used to have or have an event.
Oh my God, yes. This so is exactly the feeling. This is
know,
why he's my
for
friend.
People that don't know, when we used to have events or live talks
he's
or
right.
anything, 5 minutes before
yep.
the talk.
2 minutes before.
2 minutes before.
Let
talk,
her explain
respect
it.
Your elders. Respect
yeah. yeah, exactly.
2 minutes before the talk, Reem comes to me and Oti and goes like, no one's going to show up.
Yeah.
It's going to tank.
Why?
I don't know what to do.
Right.
It's going to show up. Now,
you're right.
When you used to go through that, those last
still do.
2 minutes.
Still do.
Still, when you still,
we still do.
When you still go through the last 2 minutes of for, okay, Reem, okay. What did, or since you still do, what do you do? Remember the steps that happened.
Like, this is the truth. I panic first and then I turn to my friends. I reach out and they say, but everyone's here already. We're already doing it. And then as soon as I get on that stage, everything is fine.
And then what happens? It's great.
And not only is it great, we usually like, we kill it and then something amazing happens right after.
So congratulations. Welcome to your 40s.
Treat your 40s exactly like that stage. What you're going through is pre-show. What's it? There's a song.
Pre-show jitters.
Pre-show jitters
yeah.
and anxiety.
Yeah. No, I love you for it. Thank you for
that's
saying
it.
That. No, that's actually a really good reminder.
Everyone's going to show up and you're going to do great.
Well, yeah. But they've always shown up.
Call me.
You can call. This is. Oh, by the way, just as a note. Last week, Akawi and I had like a conversation about something I'd posted on my stories.
Right.
I was in the gym. People have messaged me. They are so impressed at how wise you are.
Right.
Like, honestly, like a lot of people, he always was this wise, but I just think you.
Only behind closed doors.
Why? Why don't you publicly give this goodness that you give to me every day?
No, I give it to whoever
asks or to
friends. But as
you said, it's a privilege. Like,
it is a privilege.
You spent 45
true.
Minutes with him in the car going.
No, I don't.
That was,
I don't mind.
Know?
I don't like, mind having conversations with anyone. But it's just like, it's not going to go to everyone. Like, where are you going? Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Whoever
no,
wants to
true.
Reach out, ahlan wa sahlan.
I've got to say because it came out what like I don't know where to post the stories that the conversation that Akawi and I shared. It opened such a great. Opportunity for discourse about how we deal with the tough times in our lives. And I'd posted a story about, Arabs in the desert, when there's a huge sandstorm, they cover and they wait for the sandstorm to pass. And or alternatively, in a typhoon, people will turn the boat off. You're not trying to chug against the typhoon. The typhoon is bigger than you. So you hold still and you wait.
Mm.
And Akawi wrote back to me saying, I disagree. I think that every time you have something that is big and challenging, you fight it. Like you move forward and you fight. And he and I had this conversation where I said, for me, I learned that being still is equally an action. That's still an action. So this conversation I put in stories. And then I can tell you how impressive, first of all, how loved you are. So many people love Akawi. Like
right.
the way they, but everyone is like, he's so funny. I didn't know he was wise. And I would like you to share this part
of you. So is this a branding issue?
I don't think it's a branding issue.
Our lead strategist
yeah,
at Bikam Media,
no,
ladies and gentlemen.
I think it's a choice. I think also Akawi shares himself, as in his wisdom,
yeah.
with people that are worthy in the moment.
Yeah.
Like if they come
He's
to you
selected.
For help, you will. But I would like to encourage you to share more of it. Because I think it helps a lot of people.
So then we can add a new segment on the show.
Okay, Akawi.
No, don't add segments.
But we already have two news.
But then again, to give you an example, some of the people that reached out to you and said positive things about me, they DM'd me and said, ha, she called you a pretty face, not just a pretty face. These are the assholes that I they're
I,
much
right.
nicer about
they
me
were,
with you.
They were really nice about you. And like when I was
but
at
I love
the
you
gym,
all.
When I was at the gym, four people came up to me and were like, I'll tell you who they are after, but it was really nice to see that people have, first of all, so much love for you, but then second, that it resonated. We had I had
that.
Conversations
I love everyone
about,
too.
You know, dealing with
yeah, no,
dealing with tough times, you know. But you're right, we care too much about mental health. So what crap are you concerned about this week, Akawi?
But I know it's not, we didn't cure anxiety, but do you feel a bit better?
I feel 100%.
What
better.
Do you want to do for your 40th birthday?
I would like your help.
What do you want to do for your 40th birthday, Reem?
I would like your
How
help.
How are we getting on stage?
Are
which
we getting
country?
On stage?
Wow. Which adventure? What? Which shut off infested country are we going to?
I don't know. I would like your help with it.
Astaghfirullah al-Azim. She just ruined the whole Hamas, you know?
No, no, no.
She's
going
to go like…
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know where to go. I don't know where to go. I would like to not choose. I would like to not choose. That would be my…
It's not about what you want to eat, Yareem. This is a country. We need visas. It's not like… Oh, yeah, like get antalabat and…
As long as I'm with you guys,
wait,
I really
don't
care.
Wait, didn't we want to go to Japan?
Yeah, like Tokyo. For years. Tokyo is a bucket list.
Japan or Jamaica? Well, Canada.
Like Japan.
If we go to Jamaica, let's just say I'm not coming back.
Of course
See,
not.
You know what?
Of course not.
We'll allow that. Oh, we're okay. Like, you know what, guys? We left you in Jamaica. We're like, perfect.
Everyone knows. That's no, all right. It will be no surprise to anybody None. That I do not come back from Jamaica.
Stop. I would say Canada.
You want to do a... You
summer in Canada.
Summer You've always in Canada wanted tour?
The six.
The six is different than when I grew up in it. I will be exploring it too. Like, it'll be like a new adventure for all of us, to Shuri. Be honest.
But
the Shatov situation
that's
is
what I was
glim.
Ask. That's
but
exactly glim. What I was going to ask.
I can't explain...
Since I took the responsibility and selected the country, Reem, I think you should take the responsibility and deal with the visas.
That's I'm gonna bat that one to OT.
Since you're the lawyer. Yeah.
Because if I mess up a single line, I'm not used to this, guys. I'm not used to filing for visas. We have number one strategist and visa specialist. VFS right here.
Yo, I got a PhD in visas.
Exactly.
Sarah and OT, you do.
I do.
Yeah. So why don't we play
I've done
to
it
our
way too many
like
times.
Google mean, bro. DOT, do Lebanese need an e-visa to Nicaragua? La akka we shufi.
Big,
it's
right?
That quick.
It
you
is.
Know,
and if we happen to be at an airport and there's a mistake made, we know it's not because of OT. We know they just didn't tell the world
late.
Because it Hands was down. Likely. I'm willing to accept
Yo,
it.
The amount of research I do before every trip
is ungodly. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I'm here for it.
So to that point, I think what I would like to do this year, I would like it
I'll
to be a celebration
steps. We need an invitation
us.
From your brother or your mom.
Okay.
Welcoming us to Canada.
I can get that.
Yeah, and then we can use that. To
okay.
That's the
you guys
want to
do Canada for sure. I'm telling
yes.
you now,
Yo,
the Shatov situation
we gotta
is not good.
Soon
yes.
because
okay.
yes.
there's a
thank
wait,
God there's evidence of this
yes.
conversation because I already can see the content.
That
of
means,
him yelling
that means
at me,
Reem needs to find the place
Canada
where the Shatov in it to stay.
I got you. Bro, I'll get if it's Canada, I'll get a portable Shatov. I got you.
You okay? We're now moving wow. into portables. Okay.
Perfect.
I'm willing. Can we get sponsored by the portable Shatov company?
I don't know how many there are, but we'll check. If you're watching or listening to this.
It's the Shatov Report. I am so excited.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Shatov Report. For those of you that don't know, this is Reem's own segment, the Shatov Report, where Reem Hamid goes through the city, bathroom by bathroom, and finds and comes back to us with where is the best place, and cleanest place, and warmest place, and the place with the best pressure to water your booty. Reem Hamid.
Wow.
Reem Hamid, week two.
Why do I laugh at the word booty? Anyways, okay, so because
it's the most halal word to say.
Because you're immature too.
What, we don't like bum bum?
It's good. No, but you know what? I feel it's for adults and babies. Like if you say
yes.
butt or bum bum, it's more for like
a
younger
child.
Demographic.
You're right.
But when you go to the booty, you know, it's 18 plus.
It's true. Okay.
Last week we had Kinoya.
Okay.
Benchmarked
this
as the
week
best
is a true public service
go
announcement.
It.
It's
Let's
a good
go.
One. You're
go
in the
it.
You're in Dubai Mall, right? And the mall is it's expansive.
You went to the bathroom in a mall?
Listen, wow. Let me help you. Let me help you right now, Akawi. Okay. So we're at the Dubai Mall. Where do you go? You make a beeline.
Am I still in frame? Then I don't want to sit really close there.
Listen, you make a beeline for the fashion gallery
Try
downstairs. Like you go straight to if you feel like you know a rumbling or a need to tinkle, you go straight. Don't even think about going anywhere else. You go straight to the fashion gallery downstairs, right next to the valet parking lot. Those washrooms are amazing. They're not just.
You know what? She's right. She said public service announcement. She did this for you.
I
wow.
do this
she
for
did
you
this
guys.
For you.
So
Let
now
me
my,
tell you.
My concern is if. We end up at Dubai Mall at any point and you rush down there, that place is going to be full because
no, no,
of
listen,
PSI.
No,
but you know,
the
know what's the other
is
issue?
Exclusive,
you know, if we're on the
report.
Other side of Dubai Mall and she has to use the bathroom, we need to wait for like 45 minutes for her right now.
You
I
know
mean,
what?
It's a trip.
But this
you
is,
gotta travel
these
through.
Are the consequences.
So now tell us about the bathroom. I mean, give us
okay,
the
here's the rundown.
All right,
number
rundown.
One. Number
per category,
one.
Go. Number
the,
one.
The quality of the actual Shatov. It is very, very high quality. And if I remember correctly, it's like a golden, which I'm down for. I'm always
okay.
down for a golden Shatov.
Nice. Pressure.
Okay.
Second, pressure. Perfect. It's not too far, not too hard. It is an exact, beautiful arc. Just like the Arc of Justice.
Nice.
It's long
wow.
and
temperature.
And the temperature, a
the
solid.
The Arc of Justice.
A rock solid, what? 25
Can we
degrees.
Discuss the Arc of Justice?
Martin Luther
That's
King, it's his
highlight.
Birthday. It was
I
his
know.
Birthday.
I don't know how she added that to a Shatov report. Let's
Yo.
Go.
Does, what do you mean? Anyways.
Anyway.
I mean, talk about linguistic skills.
The yeah. What is it? The Arc of Justice
arc of
is
justice.
Long, but always. Anyways, can I,
temperature.
Continue. Temperature, a rock solid 25 degrees. It doesn't matter if it's cold outside, your bum bum's gonna be warm.
Nice.
Now,
it's
a little chilly though.
It
no,
is,
no, so. No. Water wise,
she's from Canada.
No, water wise, right. It's good. You don't want it to be scalding hot. You don't.
Yeah, but
now,
like, my body temperature is at 36, 37.
Oti's favorite category. Tell us about the toilet paper.
The toilet
two
paper
ply.
Is two ply squishy. And just so you know, It's always rolled forward in a V. Oh, stop. Wow. Stop, ladies and gentlemen. This is Look the mall. This right. is why I refuse to live in any other city.
Out of
because
five.
Because there isn't. What?
Out of five.
Five.
What did you give Kinoya last time?
What?
You can't give Kinoya a five.
It can't be no. It can't be a five because it's in a mall.
Oh, well. I don't think so. Wait, so now we have to change the category. We have to change the dynamic. So distance to getting to it. Fine. I mean,
no, but like it's in a mall. Like it's.
So what?
Yeah, he's. I mean, is it footfall or booty fall? Like, what would you call it?
Footfall? No, we're not discussing footfall.
No.
What I'm saying.
That plays a role.
I give the actual experience inside that and that bidet experience, that booty experience. I give it a five. But if I had to consider where it is, the location and getting to it, that 45-minute jog, you might need to pay someone to drive you there. Right. Okay, fine. Let's give it a 4.5. But that's the actual experience is great.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. If you are in Dubai Mall, make sure you follow these instructions.
PSA, it's a public service announcement.
Give us Atna Wahda.
Personally, I just give it a 4 because of it's just the fact that it's in a mall. But
so
anyway, and how we close.
And that is Well, thank you for listening to the Dukan Show.
We
love you all.
We love you.
We love you
this
all.
This is where this episode ends. I'm done. I'm out.
Bye.
Thank you for kicking it with us today. I hope you enjoyed listening to this week's episode as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. Please subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast at to stay up to date with all our conversations. Also, if you don't mind, hit us with the 5-star rating, leave a comment, let us know how you feel about the show. That way, it could also help others find the show. And be sure to share it with your friends and family, whoever you think can benefit from it. You can holler at us on all social media platforms at The Can Show. We'd love to hear from you. Or you could drop us an email to hello@thecanmedia.com. Salam.